go to the kitchen to prepare a melon. The innocent yellow fruit has been waiting on the countertop, slowly ripening, and now it is ready. I take the melon and place it on the chopping board. I reach for a knife, the biggest I have, a silver, sharp weight in my hand, and place it next to the melon. I put a bowl by the side, and then I start. I move the fruit around on the board, seeking the right angle to make the first cut. It turns easily under my hand, and as it comes to rest, I pick up the knife and use the tip to pierce the top, the very middle of it, pushing the knife down slowly and carefully until it is half buried, and then I adjust my angle and push deeper, splitting the fruit in two, patiently and deliberately. I put down the knife and examine the insides. Each half is a perfect promise of sweetness. I smile at the sight of it and at the memory of the game we played last time, remembering the way the casual conversation slowly slipped into something more seductive, the suggestion and acquiescence, the smiles in our voices as we teased, and that point when the realization hit you that I had given you power over me, that I was doing exactly as you suggested. The moment of shock and pleasure that followed, as ideas flooded your mind, and you struggled to keep composure, to keep playing the game along with me. I savor each moment as though I were in a trance. I focus on each sensation, fixing in my mind the smooth, enticing scent, and the smallest detail of the feel of it, as I connect them to what has gone before, and to what may happen later. We both know that I am preparing this melon. We both feel the anticipation for the evening ahead. But only I get to enjoy this ritual, and I am glad to be able to feel the grainy wetness beneath my fingers. It feels like my mind might explode with nervous excitement. I cannot wait. I pick up one half of the melon, and I draw outlines around the center, marking out those parts that will next have my attention. Using a spoon, I scoop softly through the flesh. The pulp in the center gives easily under gentle pressure, and I am rewarded with slick, dripping seeds, which I spoon into another bowl. Once all the seeds are gone, I pick up the melon, now full of juice that has collected in the hollow in the center, and hear splashing and trickling as I drain the liquid into a bowl. I do this with both halves of the fruit. And now it is time to pick up the knife again. A little faster now, aware of the sharp danger playing so close to my fingertips, I slide the knife down and divide once more, and again, until I have 8 crescents of deliciousness. I take the first piece and turn it on the board, the flesh facing upwards, my hands feeling the hard points on either side. I delicately move the knife through the melon, making small cuts, stopping before I go too deep. I work my way along, and then, when I reach the end, I am trembling, ready for the last sliding sweep of the knife. It moves right to left, under the flesh, separating it from the skin. Each succulent piece pops free and is finally ready to eat. I grab handfuls and place them in the bowl. I clear away the sticky crescent skin, and then I start on the second piece. Again, I cut, right to left, small, delicate cuts, and then slowly sweeping underneath. I do this again and again and again until I have finished the last piece. It has taken some time, but the board is now clear, except for sweet juice and slick knife. I have a bowl of melon pieces, cool and sweet and refreshing, which I placed in the fridge for later. At the end of this process, I have very sticky, wet hands, and so I turn on the tap and hold my hands under the water. Clear, cold water that washes away all juice and causes me to breathe deeply and slowly and to bring me back to the day.